I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. In hometown and baseball last evening, Wisconsin Dells was a winner over Mazamani 8-2. Sauk Prairie 12-6 over Plain. Reedsburg 15, Arena 5. Black Earth was a winner against Monona McFarland 1-0. And Wyota 5-2 over Ridgeway. Game scheduled tonight. Black Earth at Verona. Wisconsin Dells takes on Middleton. Cazenovia will be the site of a couple of games. I talked to General Manager Nick Stittleberg of the Caz Reds about the games this weekend.
We're playing Plain for, we have a suspended game that got rained out in the fifth inning, I believe it was. Tied 5-5 for us that we got to make up Friday at 6, and then that's going to be followed by a regular Thursday night game against Dodgeville at 7:30, and then we have a bunch of activities and such going on this weekend at the Caz Celebration, and then Sunday we finish off the Sunday League schedule 2 o'clock against Wanakee.
The Reds are getting set for the final few weeks of the season.
It went pretty fast, but it's long as well. We still have I think 4 Thursday night games yet to play, though, after the game and a half we got for the Sunday League to finish up the Sunday League season this weekend.
How have the younger players been kind of melding in with the veteran players? Has that worked out for you?
It has, actually. A lot of the younger guys now, they're starting to get a little more playing time, get their feet wet and see what the league is about. It's a little step up from high school for a lot of them, but a lot of them have been adapting well and playing really well for us.
Cazenovia General Manager Nick Stittleberg. We'll have the Caz and Wanakee game on the radio coming up Sunday with a pregame time of 1:40, first pitch time at 2 o'clock. In American Legion baseball last night, the Prairie du Chien Grasshoppers 19U Post 68 team defeated the Gaze Mills Post 308-220 Grizzlies 4-3 was the final score. In youth softball, the Richland Center girls softball team continued their winning ways last night. The 7th and 8th grade girls beat an undefeated Mineral Point 2 team by a score of 10-3. They will play Saturday at noon against Mineral Point 1 in Highland and are guaranteed at least a third-place finish in the league. And the Richland Center 3rd, 4th grade girls defeated Riverdale 11-5 last night and will play Mineral Point at the Richland Center High School field starting at 7:30 this evening. Richland Sports Medicine and the Richland Hospital have announced the High School Athletes of the Year. During the school year, coaches nominate student athletes who display great leadership. These nominations are sent to a local panel, and from there, the Athletes of the Month are determined by vote. The 2023-24 Female Athlete of the Year, it was a unanimous decision by the committee, Kaylee Peterson. Congratulations. Kaylee was involved in the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country season, Ithaca Girls Basketball, and Ithaca Weston Track and Field. And the 23-24 Male Athlete of the Year is Carson Kenyon, who is a three-sport athlete for the Chieftains, excelling in football, basketball, and baseball. Nominees for fall sports will be submitted beginning in September. Richland Sports Medicine serves Richland Center, Riverdale, and Ithaca High Schools. And again, congratulations on the Athletes of the Year award winners, Kaylee Peterson and Carson Kenyon. Teague Perkins is an all-star football player this weekend at the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Game at UW-Oshkosh. Tonight at 6, there will be a game between the 8-player all-star teams. Landon Pedretti of DeSoto is a member of the squad. And tomorrow at noon, it will be the Small School South squad against the Small School North squad. Andrew Troxell, Teague Perkins' coach, talked about how Perkins made the all-star game.
Yeah, typically what we do is we nominate kids with the all-region meeting, and this year the head coach for the South All-Stars is Jim Matthias from Broadhead Judah. And I know as soon as that online registration was eligible, he sent me a message and he said, make sure you nominate Teague. We want Teague. We want to put him as an anchor on our defensive line for the All-Star game.
That is Andrew Troxell. Again, the All-Star football games are this weekend in Oshkosh. Former Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb is moving his game to the broadcast booth. Cobb is not officially saying he's retired from the NFL, but he has signed a deal with the SEC Network to be a studio analyst for college football. He rates fifth in Green Bay franchise history with 532 pass receptions. He scored 58 touchdowns during his career. Cobb is one of quarterback Aaron Rodgers' best friends. Former Marquette guard Tyler Kolick is lighting it up in the NBA Summer League. Kolick is playing for the Knicks, and he stood out from the field in New York's 106-105 win Wednesday. He had 21 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds, connecting on the winning three-pointers in the closing seconds. Another former Golden Eagles player, Justin Lewis, scored 11 for the Knicks. Kolick slipped to the second round in this year's NBA draft based on questions about his athleticism and ability to finish against bigger opponents. He's diminishing those doubts after dishing out 22 assists in 4 Summer League games. Also in sports, Tiger Woods had another disappointing round in a major championship. Woods 8 over 79 on Thursday at Royal Troon left him in danger of missing the cut for a third straight time at the British Open. Daniel Brown delivered the biggest surprise of them all. The wind changed direction at Royal Troon and seemed to fool everyone except Shane Lowry. He played the links a few weeks ago and knew how to handle the wind from the opposite direction. Lowry had a 66 for his best start ever in a major. And then came Brown, a 29-year-old from England, playing in the second-to-last group. He birdied 2 of the last 3 holes for a 65 to lead his major championship debut. The Bucs are getting a lot of credit for pulling off a steal by signing guard Gary Trent Jr. to a 1-year contract. He had started the free agent period seeking $25 million. Now he will play in Milwaukee for a little over 1/10 of that. Sportsnet analyst Blake Murphy says the two main reasons for the surprising decision are that he wanted a reunion with former Trailblazers teammate Damian Lillard, and he wanted a shot at an NBA title. It's a good marriage. Trent has an 8-year pro career of shooting nearly 39% on three-pointers. He should get a lot of open looks with the Bucks. Baseball gets back to it after the All-Star break with games this afternoon, including Arizona at the Cubs. Tonight, St. Louis will play at Atlanta. The injury bug has bitten the Brewers again. The team is losing promising reliever Abner Uribe following knee surgery. Uribe made the announcement official on social media while saying he is focusing on 2025. The teams will resume tomorrow. The Brewers are off, actually, until Saturday when they play at Minnesota. Freddy Peralta gets the start. I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports.